Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, my next guests are back in Ireland after setting a new world record for being the fastest rowing team of five to cross the Atlantic Ocean, rowing from the Canary Islands to Antigua in just 33 days. On the line to tell us what this experience was like, including some of the challenges and memorable highlights of their journey, we've Derek McMullen and Dermot O'Brien from the team known as the Row Hard or Go Home Five. Well, we'll start off with Derek. Tell us a little bit about the preparation that's involved for yourself and the team in terms of preparing for this journey. 4,800 kilometres of rowing, is it?
It is indeed, Wendy. And listen, thanks a million for having us on here. So, 4,800 kilometres. So, basically, we divided the challenge. We were prepping for, say, the last 2.5 years, and we divided it up into the physical preparation, the mental preparation, and the skills and the drills. And we reached out to people to help us with that journey. For the strength and conditioning or the physical prep, we enlisted John Belton from Realmwood, an excellent strength and conditioning coach. He divided that up into injury prevention, into endurance, and basically all into like sort of prep on all the muscles, different things. He really helped us there. Then there was the mental prep where we looked at conflict resolution, team building, that sort of thing. And then the skills and drills, of course, none of us, bar one of the guys, Shane Cullerton, knew how to row before. So we had to learn how to row. We had Niall O'Toole, a former Olympian, with crew class. He helped us get to the bottom of that. And then we had to learn how to use some of the equipment on the boat, the power anchor, the safety equipment, and things like that.
So you did all the practical, Derek, okay, and you're trying to prepare mentally, physically, all that sort of stuff. But was it a different story then when you were actually on the boat? What was the experience like each day?
Yeah, so actually, on land, of course, everything is so much easier. We can go, prep, think about it. But when we're actually out there, you're faced with the elements. You've got the intense sunlight during the heat of the day or the middle of the day. You've got waves. You've got wind. And so putting that all in. So a typical day is very hard to describe. So we basically put it down to the shift pattern we're doing. So we do 3 hours of rowing and then 2 hours off. And I say 2 hours off. It's not 2 hours resting. Because in that 2 hours, you have to cook your food, you have to make your water, you have to take care of any personal admin. So you might have injuries, cuts, bumps, bruises, everything from actually rowing out there to blisters that you have to look after. And then, of course, there's the boat. You have to look after the boat. You have to wash it, clean it. Every 3 days, you have to hop into the water, clean the hull, because you get a buildup of barnacles and growth and everything. So your typical day, then we have to get on, we have to talk to each other, communicate in that intense environment.
Yeah, which I imagine it can get at times. You covered all angles there because you got the boat blessed as well.
We did indeed. So a family friend of the two O'Brien brothers, Garode and Dermot, and I have Dermot here beside me, Father Brew down in Arklow. So he came up very kindly and blessed the boat. You know, any help we could get out there was very much appreciated.
You said Dermot is there with you then. Dermot, give us an overview for yourself of the biggest challenges of the journey. What was the thing that you kind of look back and gone, JD Mac, I'm glad we got through that moment.
Hi, Wendy. Yeah, so we had a very big challenge and a memorable challenge, and most other teams didn't experience this. But about a week in, we had an issue with a solar panels that basically resulted in a loss of all power. And at that point, we were right up with the pack. We were racing hard. This issue took 48 hours to solve. It actually never really recovered, but we kind of got going again after 48 hours. And at that point, when we had the issue with the solar panel, we were talking to the race organisers, and we were starting to look at actually getting rescued and maybe having to leave the boat out in the ocean and see who was around to pick us up, because, you know, yourself, we couldn't survive much longer than, say, another 48 to 72 hours without water. And it was very difficult because we were sleep-deprived, we were dehydrated, and, we had to manage ourselves physically and mentally to get through this challenge and to keep looking for a solution and to keep the support team and the organisers satisfied that we could find a solution.
And you obviously did. You kept going.
We kept going. Fair play to Derek, who's beside me here, and you spoke to. Derek just kept nutting out the issue and just kept at it and at it. And after about 48 hours, he found a solution. And, from a low point, we actually probably gained the highest point we had on the ocean. We realised that the batteries were charging and the solar was working again. And it was a euphoric and amazing feeling, you know.
Yeah, I imagine that's a feeling that you remember. Was there any other kind of big highlight or memorable moment for you, positive ones?
Yeah, look, I mean, when you're out in the ocean at night time and you're there with the guys rowing and there's some music playing, you're having a laugh. It's completely silent. There's no light pollution. You know, you could turn off the radio, and we often at night time turned off the lights, and the moon was absolutely amazing with the clouds and the stars. Like you said, like you could just reach up and touch them. We had no mobile phone coverage. You know, we were really, really, you know, got to know each other really well and had some great times, especially at night time because it was on a calm night. Stormy nights, not so much, but on a calm night, you know, just being out there in the ocean with the stars and the moon and your good mates was absolutely fantastic, you know, fantastic.
I'd say something you'll remember forever. What was it like, that feeling, when you found out you'd broken the world record?
Look, it's so hard to describe. Like, you know, we came in there into Antigua, and it was just like a wave of emotions. We were, like, so relieved. You know, there was so much hard work put in over the 2.5 years, and not just for us, like our families, our supporters, our sponsors, our trainers, everyone that had been behind us. And it was a relief, joy, happiness, and we were all really, really emotional. It was a massive, massive feeling, and it was like a tidal wave of emotion.
Oh, I can only imagine. What was it like then when you got home? What was the reception like?
You know, and another high point out on the water was, you know, people were sending us text messages, and we didn't really realise until we got going that the support we got from Ireland and from the Irish abroad and even from our friends, you know, all over the world was absolutely amazing. And every text message, and, you know, we'd be talking to our parents and our friends and say, oh, I met such and such on the street, or, you know, I heard about you at Mass on Sunday, the priest was talking about you. The support really pushed us on, and when we were out there, we realised how important it was for us to do well, and which really pushed us on. And now even, you know, we're from a small village here in Rathdrummond, County Wicklow, and, you know, you're walking down the street and people are stopping you to talk to you about it, and it's what pushed us across. And the support at home.
Knowing people are behind you. Well, we're behind you too. Congratulations
to
you and all the guys. Yeah, and it's just a fantastic thing to be chatting about on a Friday. Congratulations to you and all your teammates and the hard work and the dedication and perseverance and for doing Ireland proud.
Well, thanks very much. And Ireland and our Wicklow and our local community did us proud too with the support they gave us.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for talking to us on Spirit Radio today. That was Derek McMullen and Dermot O'Brien, part of the team that have broken a new world record for the fastest rowing team to cross the Atlantic Ocean.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.